land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just go wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the second hour here on this Thursday, October 17th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. A lot of people texting me for the PAGS video. We're going to be playing that during the show today. Also, people wanting the information to search low propensity Republican voters here in Michigan. That is a website, a searchable database, 10xvotes.com. Lance Griffin was on the show a couple of weeks ago talking about this website, talking about this searchable database. Basically, you go to 10xvotes.com, you register with your information, your name, your phone number, your email address. You then become a searcher. You can go into the website and you can search by county, you can search by township, you can search by street address, you can search by last names. Basically asking you to go into your phone looking for 10 people that you know off the top of your head, either vote or don't vote, not really sure if they vote on a regular basis, don't know if they're going to vote this year in the presidential. If you search for them and you find out that they do show up on this list, probability is very, very high. They haven't voted in other elections, recent elections. They very well may not vote in this election. Then all you have to do is reach out to them. All you have to do is reach out to them and say, hey, what's up? Just checking in to see if you're going to vote this year. You need to understand that they are needing information. Information you can send to them is a 2 minute and 42 second video, the PAGS video. So if you text me PAGS, P-A-G-S, and don't worry about spell checker, it's not going to spell it correctly, just send me PAYS. I've seen all kinds of different four letter P words. I've seen PATS. I've seen everything. Just send it to me. I'll know what you're doing. I know what you're asking for, and I'll send you the PAGS video back. Then text me 10X, and I'll send you the link to search this database. Then all you have to do is go through your phone, find 10 people, reach out to them, send them the PAGS video, get them to think about it. It's not a Republican or a Democrat thing. That's not what Joe PAGS did. What Joe PAGS did was looked at 9 indexes of specific things under Donald Trump for 4 years, under Biden Harris for 4 years, came up with the numbers and presented the information. When I play it on the radio, you're hearing the audio portion only. There's video bar graphs that he put in this video. All you have to do is share it. People click on it. They see it. That may persuade them, motivate them to get out and vote this year. Two groups we're talking about, deer hunters and people who go to church. You need to make sure that they get out and do their civic duty this year. We're going to talk about momentum. We're going to talk about polls. We're going to talk about undercuts, undercutting, the science, the methodology of polling. We're going to talk about that in the next segment. All this information is coming out. You need to be aware of it. You need to understand it. You need to know what's happening here basically in the next 2 weeks. October 29th is going to be a very important day in this show and what we do. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back. Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Such a simple word, yet schools are far from simple. They are complex systems tasked with academically preparing our children for life. K through 12 students spend nearly 15% of their precious lives in school for 13 years. Schools are the first shift helping build America's future, and school boards are the bridge between community and our education system. On election day, school boards may be at the bottom of the ballot, but should be at the top of all our lists. On November 5th, vote for the best school board candidates that share your desire for better schools for our kids and our community.
Got on board a westbound 747.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number two. This is a 3-minute and 31-second video from News Nation where Leland Vetterett used to be on Fox News. He and his sister have been very active in polls and watching the polls, analyzing the polls, and discussing it. He came out with a story last night on News Nation. This was last night, roughly at about 8 o'clock.
Days out from the election is abundantly clear. The polls and models are closer than at any point in American history. Of course, Republicans always remind us in 2016 and 2020, pollsters undercounted Trump's support. And today, Trump is doing much better 3 weeks from the election than he was doing in 2016 against Clinton or 2020 against Biden. It is stunning how much closer the race appears, hence why the betting markets give Donald Trump a significant edge. On the poly market, where people bet hundreds of millions of dollars on the outcome, just go through the swing states. Arizona, Trump up 36, Georgia, Trump up 30, Michigan up 10, Pennsylvania up 18, Nevada up 2. Altogether, Trump is a 17.2% favorite. If you look back, Trump trailed Harris as recently as August. Yet the
in the poly market betting odds, where they actually take bets on elections, Donald Trump is at 58.3. Kamala Harris is at 41.1. So why does all these other polls have the race so close? Well, he explains it. His sister gets into it.
HQ, virtual tie, 50-50, coin flip. That's how close it is. But the models and the betting markets swing drastically based on the polls. Liberty Bitter, professor of data science at Washington University in St. Louis, also senior data scientist for Decision Desk HQ, also known as my mother's favorite child, is with us now. Liberty, thank you. Pollsters realize they undercounted white working class men in 2016, 2020. They've adjusted by adding more of them into their models. Who is to say they are not undercounting single white women, otherwise known as Taylor Swift fans, voting for Kamala Harris in 2024?
You know, I think there's nothing to say that they're not doing that. I think what's clear is that pollsters have been pretty good in the past about counting people, except when it comes to Trump. You know, in 2016, they undercounted him by about 5 points, enough that it switched it so that he won. In 2020, they said Biden was going to win by 10. He only won by 5. So again, they undercounted Trump by 5, although it wasn't enough to switch to have Trump win. I don't think it's that out of the question that they're also undercounting him by 5 again, which means he would actually potentially win by a landslide this time.
Well, yeah, then he would win the popular vote, which Republicans have not done in an awfully long time. Think about it in terms of momentum right now that we see. Kristen Davidson talking about momentum. Take a listen.
Trump has momentum right now. And as we look in all these key states, particularly where you see the momentum really shifting is in that Rust Belt in Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania.
In terms of momentum shift, when is the cutoff, as you guys go back and look at the data, that the momentum can't shift back?
About a week. About a week, if you look historically, is that a week out is when the momentum, if the momentum's there, you got a pretty good shot at winning. So there still is time for Harris to take back the momentum, but Trump has it in spades right now. I mean, the concept that he's switched Wisconsin and Michigan in the polls is pretty incredible, given where we were just 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, it is definitely changed significantly. Liberty, thank you very much. Back to you throughout the next couple of weeks.
Thanks for watching.
Now, couple of key points that I want to make on that interview. Have you heard from the major news sources in Michigan? Have you heard this on 29 and 8, 7 and 4, 9 and 10, Fox 32, the Record Eagle newspaper in Traverse City, the other newspapers around northern Michigan? Most of them getting their information from MLive. MLive now supplies a lot of news stories to local newspapers because they, the local newspapers, can't afford their own reporters. Are you seeing any of this information in any of those sources? Absolutely not. Everything you're hearing in part of that clip, he said, was that the race is too close to call. It's a dead heat, 50-50. Kamala Harris actually slightly ahead 50.4 to 49.6 is the headlines you're hearing. But they're undercutting Trump's supporters. They did it in 2016, they did it in 2020, and they're doing it again this year. But for Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin to be publicly put out there by Fox News and others that Trump's ahead is huge. Now, they also mention in there 2 points about momentum. Trump Vance, within the last couple of weeks, there was a paradigm shift in momentum. You know what it was? The vice presidential debate between J.D. Vance and Tim Walz. J.D. Vance flat out won that debate. Walz looked like a deer in headlights on a couple of the questions. He got hammered about where he was in China during the revolution. He was questioned about being in Afghanistan on the ground, seeing combat when he was in the military. Come to find out, he wasn't in China during the revolution. He was never in combat. As a matter of fact, when he found out that his unit was being deployed, he retired out of the military months before they were called up. J.D. Vance has photographs of him on the ground in his uniform with his weapon on the front lines in combat. In addition, the economy, the way J.D. Vance connected all of Biden's policies for the last 3.5, going on almost 4 years now, directly to Harris. J.D. Vance very strategically never said Biden's name. He kept referring to the Harris administration. The Harris administration. You've been the vice president from day one. It's your administration that is responsible for what's happening at the border. It's your administration on a question that she refused to answer yesterday with Brett Baer when he talked. The very first question out of the box was the border and immigration. Migrant workers coming into our country, coming into our states. He even questioned her about flying these migrants from the border in the dark, the middle of the night, into other states, Michigan being one of them. Now, here's the point. She would not answer the question. She's going to look back at that interview sit-down with Brett Baer as being one of the biggest mistakes she ever did, because all it did was validate 100% she refuses to answer the questions. And, folks, these were simple questions. Again, a couple of them were yes or no. A couple of them, he asked for a specific number. Give me a number. She refused to answer. She then deflected and tried to shift it to her talking points. Brett Baer wasn't buying it. He kept persisting, interrupting her, and then she used the ultimate "you're picking on me" tactic. I'm trying to answer your question, but you're not letting me. You keep interrupting me. You won't let me talk. You see, that is a way to basically get control of the interviewer, the moderator, the person who's asking you the questions. You then put them on the defensive of having to defend themselves to make them look like they're being fair and balanced in asking the questions. But she's bloviating. She's not answering the questions. She's basically trying to get her talking points in. Every single question, except for one. That one question was specifically about supporting Israel. Why is that? Because a large block of U.S. Jewish people in our country vote Democrat. They support abortion. They support gay rights. They support gay marriage. They support a lot of things that's on the Democratic platform. The litmus test, how you need to believe on certain issues, determines whether or not you're a true blue Democrat. As a result, she alienated the Arab Muslim vote in saying what she said on Bret Baier's interview last night. It's too late. Momentum has already shifted. It's going in the direction of the Trump-Vance ticket, and they know it. Why do you think she agreed to go on a sit-down with Bret Baier of Fox News? Not a debate where there was moderators. Not a debate with her and Trump, just her, one-on-one. Why did she do that? Because she knew she was going to be held accountable on her past policies. He asked her about her past policies. In 2019, when you were running for president against Joe Biden to get the nomination, you were for reparations to black Americans. Where are you at on that today? She wouldn't answer. Back in 2019, when you were running against Biden for president, you were against fracking. Where are you at today? Pennsylvania, a huge fracking state, has a huge fracking industry. Blue-collar workers, truck drivers that haul the product, the refineries, the distribution, the reliance on these products providing propane and oil to be refined and turned into gasoline at a cheaper cost because they can do it in their state. She wants to shut fracking down. Now she's running for president. Oh, no, no. I never said that. Yes, you did. We have the video clips of it. Bret Baier played her the clip of her saying that back in 2019. Then, immigration. Let's get back to that. She said, we will follow the law. Whatever the federal laws are, we will follow. Well, for the last 3.5, going on 4 years, you haven't. So why all of a sudden would you follow the federal laws becoming president when you have not done it while vice president with Biden? Well, again, I'm not Joe Biden, but I'm definitely not Donald Trump. I'm a new generation of leaders, and I'm a woman, and I have the vision and the future of the country in mind. I'm not living in the past. I'm moving forward. Who said that? Who had that as part of their campaign back in the day? Change and moving forward. Barack Hussein Obama, who's coming to Detroit to rally for her this weekend, I believe Friday or Saturday, in Detroit. Why are they going to Detroit? Because Detroit has a huge voter block that they must get out. Why? It's the biggest city in the state, the most populated city and county, Wayne County. If they don't turn out in Wayne County, Donald Trump wins Michigan. That's why Donald Trump's coming to Detroit as well on Friday. We'll see whose rally is bigger.